series on living life in Psalm 23. We see in verse 6 the phrase, "all the days of my life." And this psalm, the life to be lived in this psalm, is for all the days of our life. Not just occasionally, not a sporadic way of living, but all the days of my life. And everything that is said here in this psalm, again, covers all the days of my life. We see that phrase, we've seen already, contains uncertainty. There's an uncertainty about every day. Proverbs 27:1, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." So days are filled with uncertainties. They're also filled with certainties. Everything mentioned here is a certainty. All the days of my life, also, of course, there's a great variety in that. Not all days are the same. Events happen every day. There's occurrences every single day. Not all days are the same. There's different seasons. There's different days. There we can experience joy. We can experience heartache. And we can experience both in the same day. We can have enjoyments and on the same day we can have distress. So we see a day is great variety. There are days that everything seems to work the way we had it planned or the way we thought, and we think those are times of convenience. And then when our plans are interrupted, we look at that as an inconvenience. So days can be days of convenience. Days can be days of inconvenience. We look at inconvenience as a curse, where many times, though, it's a blessing. And we look at convenience as a blessing, and many times convenience is to our detriment. There are days of difficulties. There are days of troubles. There are smooth days, again, where everything just seems to go like we would like, and there are days just the opposite. And again, it can change at any point, at any moment in the day. There are days of peace, and of course, we ought to experience the Lord's peace every day. There are times of struggle and conflict. Some days that's all it is a struggle, is a conflict. That's not necessarily a bad thing. There are days of fellowship. There are days when we don't have fellowship. There's days where we're lonely. There's days of friends, and there's days of enemies. So we see all through our days, and we could go on and on, but you get the idea. Our days contain a great variety. Whatever the day is, it's covered in that phrase, "all the days of my life." So let's look at that phrase, "all the days of my life," in light of the psalm, in light of what is said in Psalm 23. All the days of my life, no matter what is going on in my life, all the days of my life, Psalm 23, is true. And all the days of my life, I can experience what we read in Psalm 23. The psalm opens with the reality of the Lord. The Lord is. The Lord is. Read that in light of the phrase, "all the days of my life." The Lord is all the days of my life and beyond. The Lord is beyond all the days of my life. He was, the Lord is before my days, the Lord is through all my days, and He will be after our days have ended. The Lord is through all the uncertainties, through all the varieties, the Lord is all the days of my life. That is, all the changes that occur in our days, all the changes that occur in our life, they have no effect upon who the Lord is. They have no effect upon the plan of God. They have no effect upon the will of God. The Lord is, no matter what happens, no matter what we think is going to happen, no matter what doesn't happen, the Lord is. And that is true, again, all the days of my life. We see also that the Psalm 23 life is living in the conscious reality, not only of that the Lord is, but the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And that is true all the days of my life. Now, I may not follow Him as a sheep should follow the shepherd, but that does not change this fact. The Lord is my shepherd. That's true all the days of my life. Through all the uncertainties, through all the varieties, the uncertainties and the varieties have no bearing upon this truth. The Lord is my shepherd all the days of my life. Again, I may not avail myself of the shepherd's care. I may be oblivious to the shepherd's care, but that does not change. The Lord is my shepherd all the days of my life. We need to start our day realizing these two truths. The Lord is. We need to start our day that way. The Lord is. And then we need to start our day realizing the Lord is my shepherd. And we're to draw from those truths. There's much to draw from the Lord is. There's much to draw from the Lord is my shepherd. We're to draw from it. And we can draw from it all the days of our life. We're to live it. We're to live it. We all know theologically that the Lord is. But there's a huge difference between knowing something theologically and living it. The Lord is. Very few people live in the reality of the Lord is. And very few people live in the reality of the Lord is my shepherd. So we're to live in the reality of these things all the days of my life. We see also there's the conscious reality that the Lord is sufficient. The Lord is my shepherd. Because of that, I shall not want. Now, you can take that in two ways. It can mean I shall not lack because I have the care of the shepherd. But it also can mean I shall not want any other. The Lord is my shepherd. Why should I want any other? The Lord is in control of my life. Why should I want anyone else or anything else to control my life? So, all the days of my life, I shall not want, because the Lord is my shepherd. Now, that doesn't mean that the child of God will never experience lack or need, but these are words of contentment. There's a spirit of contentment here. I shall not want. Living in the reality that the Lord is, living in the reality that the Lord is my shepherd, that brings contentment. And it brings this contentment, I shall not want. Why? Because He is sufficient. He is sufficient. His riches are unsearchable all the days of my life. His power is unlimited all the days of my life. His power is only limited by His will. So He's almighty. We see also His faithfulness is unfailing. The Lord is my shepherd, and He never fails in His faithfulness. Therefore, I can be content no matter what a day brings forth, no matter what happens in a day. I am not left without the care of the shepherd. His word is unshakable, cannot be thwarted. And that's true all the days of my life. His love is unchanging. So we see here the psalmist is confident. I shall not want. He's confident that none of his needs are beyond the shepherd. Every single day, we have needs. We have more needs than we're aware of. And usually our greatest needs are we're not aware of. And what we consider our greatest needs many times aren't even needs. But whatever our needs are, on any given day, none of them are beyond the shepherd. And He is my shepherd. And He will take care, and He can take care of all our needs. What a way to live, knowing the Lord is. Knowing that the Lord is my shepherd. Knowing, feeling the contentment of those truths, I shall not want. You see, we can testify that the Lord is. We can testify that the Lord is our shepherd. But we do not live in the reality of that until we have the contentment, I shall not want. That's how we know if it's real. If we live our lives discontent, then mark it down. You're not living in the reality of the Lord is. I mean, just that very truth, the Lord is. Living in the reality of that produces contentment, a peace of mind. The Lord is my shepherd. There's contentment. Many children of God, they would not deny, they would defend the Lord is. They know that truth. They will say, the Lord is my shepherd. And they may even find a little bit of joy in those words, the Lord is my shepherd. But they don't have a contentment about him. Their whole spirit is one of turmoil. Why is that? It's because they do not live in the reality of what they know up here. They know up here the Lord is. They know up here He's my shepherd. But they don't live in the reality of it. And it causes great turmoil, great chaos. But living in the reality, there's contentment. I shall not want. What a way to face a day, knowing I shall not want, I shall not lack. The Lord is my shepherd. We see also all the days of our life. There is a place of restful refreshment and contentment. Verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Green pastures and still waters. All the days of my life, I may find myself in a waste howling desert, filled with briars and dangers. But we can know this. Even when that is so, all the days of my life, there are green pastures, and the shepherd knows where they are. And there are still waters. Now why? If we know that there are green pastures, and we know that there are still waters, why would we choose to live in a desert when we know there are green pastures? Why would we choose to spend time along the raging waters that threaten to wash us away when we know that there are still waters? So, all the days of my life, there are green pastures. All the days of my life, there are still waters. And the Lord who is, and the Lord who is our shepherd, who faithfully cares for us, He knows where every one of those green pastures are. In fact, He can create a green pasture in the midst of a desert. And He can turn raging waters into still waters. But He knows where the green pastures are, and He's able to bring us to the enjoyment of them. And again, this is so all the days of my life. We see also that all the days of my life we can experience His restoring ability. In verse 3, He restoreth my soul. Because of who He is, He can restore. He can bring restoration. We may sin. We do sin. All the days of our life, we sin. None of us have had a day yet, and we're not going to in this life, where we have not sinned. We sin every day. We sin more than we think we do. But that being so, all the days of my life, there is restoration. Sin brings destruction. Sin brings ruin. Sin brings loss. Every time I sin, I lose. Every single time. Even though many times I'm not aware of what I've just lost. But mark it down. Every time you and I sin, we lose. We lose something. But there's restoration. There's restoration all the days of my life. There's not just restoration on certain days. There's restoration all the days of my life. Do I not need restoration all the days of my life? I sin every day, so I need to be restored every day. And all the days of my life, there is restoration. We see also that living this Psalm 23 life is the realization of God's directing hand. Again, notice verse 3. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. The Lord not only provides paths of righteousness. In all the days of my life, there are paths of righteousness. Yes, there are paths of evil. But all the days of my life, there is not a single day that I live where I have to go down the path of wrong. Not a single day. Because however many wrong paths there are also paths of righteousness. And this is true all the days of my life. People will say many times, well, I did wrong, but you don't understand. I didn't have a choice. Well, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. You're wrong. Because all the days of your life, there are paths of righteousness. And the Lord, being our shepherd, He leads us. He directs us to those paths of righteousness. I believe that every time a child of God goes astray, before they go astray, the Spirit of God within them tells them, don't go there. Don't go there. go over here. But we don't listen. And we don't recognize God's hand. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. And he does so for his own sake or for his own glory. So all the days of my life there are paths of righteousness. All the days of my life I have his protecting presence. Verse 4, we read, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. All the days of my life I have his protection. God builds hedges around his people. One of the most dangerous things in life is to go beyond hedges or to remove the hedges. God puts hedges around our lives. They can be people in our lives. They can be rules in our life. There's no limit to the forms that a hedge can take. There's hedges in our life for our protection. And because our nature is so sinful and so depraved, we're always looking for ways to get beyond the hedge. How foolish. How foolish. Again, the prodigal son is a good example. But all the days of my life, we have his protecting presence. We also see we have his miraculous provision. Verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. A table prepared before me all the days of my life. What opportunities. And this is even when we're surrounded by enemies, when we're surrounded by hostilities. God has prepared a table and he sets it right before us. We need to learn to always be looking for that table. Always be looking for that table. Thou preparest the table before me. And may I say, he doesn't just prepare the table and leave, he's at that table. And that's true, again, all the days of my life. We see also the enjoyment of anointing there in verse 5. Thou anointest my head with oil. That is fresh supply. All, and again, this is true all the days of my life. Verse 5 again, my cup runneth over. That is, there's enjoyment. There's overflowing. This is true for the child of God. All the days of my life, I can experience enjoyment. I can experience overflow. Do we? Every single day, do we experience the overflow of God? Of course not. Can we? Yes. It's there. All the days of my life. We see also there's a realization of the goodness and mercy of God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And you look back on your life, and you cannot help but see God's goodness, God's mercy, all the days of our life. And then in closing in verse 6, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All the days of my life I can live in the realization that I'm heaven bound, that this world is not my home. That is my privilege all the days of my life. So we see that last phrase, or that phrase in verse 6, all the days of my life. And if we're talking about living life in Psalm 23, this is the area that's covered. All the days of my life. I am glad that the 23rd Psalm is not just occasional. That it's not just for certain days. but it's for all the days of my life. And I'm glad it's not just for certain ones of God's people. It's for all the days of my life. So what a wonderful way to live. To live in Psalm 23. Let's look to the Lord for the prayer. Heavenly Father, we again thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy that you bestow upon us. We thank you, Lord, for the life that you've given us to live. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to live that life to your honor, to your glory. We pray, Lord, for the lost that are in our midst, that you would save their souls this day. We pray that you draw each one of us closer to thee. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.